Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Friday, September 23rd. Today, we're talking to the Colorado Sun's Marketing and Events Director, Christina Pritchett, about recent events and what's in store for future virtual and in-person events. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Xcel Energy. Xcel Energy can help you find ways to keep your home or business running smoothly while reducing energy use and saving you money. Find everyday tips for using less energy and simple ways to manage your energy budget at xcelenergy.com. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. When President William H. Taft, standing on a stage in Montrose County, set a golden bell down on a silver plate on this day in 1909, an electric current opened gates holding back the Gunnison River. Water flowed through a 6-mile tunnel into the Uncompahgre River Valley. A local newspaper declared, quote, "President Taft smites the rock and the waters gush forth." Settlers who moved into the Uncompahgre River Valley in the late 19th century saw potential in the broad but dry region. Still, they needed water to turn it into a success. Luckily, the nearby Gunnison River had plenty of water but lacked open land for farms. So the General Assembly pledged support for a tunnel and canal to water the valley in 1901. But funds ran out before it was complete. The federal government ended up taking over in 1903. By the end, engineers had built 470 miles of canals to transform Delta and Montrose County, encouraging diverse agricultural products. Before we continue, the Colorado Sun invites you to attend Ski Area Bosses with outdoors reporter Jason Blevins virtually on October 6th. Hear from industry experts about lessons learned over the last few seasons, challenges about climate, housing, and much more. Visit coloradosun.com/events to register for free. Next, our feature story.
Welcome back to the Daily Sun Up podcast, Colorado. I'm Carol Wood, guiding you through today's conversation, and I'm grateful to be here with you today. We are speaking today with the Colorado Sun's Event and Marketing Director, Christina Pritchett. Hi, Christina. Thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Carol. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Last time that we visited about events, it was probably about a month ago, we were just coming off of an event that we did with Michael Booth, moderating a panel with experts on I-25 in Colorado, which folks can go catch on Colorado Sun's YouTube channel if they want to go back and revisit that. But more recently, last week, in fact, we had an event moderated by two of our reporters on mental health in students in Colorado. Can you tell us a little bit about that from last week?
Yeah, I'd love to. We had a great group of panelists, and our Colorado Sun reporters, Jennifer Brown and Erica Brunlin, spoke with Dr. Katie Reynolds, a pediatric clinical psychologist in the Pediatric Mental Health Institute over at Children's Hospital Colorado. We had Chris Schell, who's a school-based mental health specialist at Centennial Mental Health Center, and Jaira Shrestha, Horizon High School student, as well as a Colorado Youth Congress intern. And they spoke about the mental health crisis before the pandemic, what it looks like now, ways that parents, teachers, and just adults can help children who may be suffering with mental health issues. And they also talked about the prevention programs happening in schools. Here's a clip with Jen Brown talking with Dr. Katie Reynolds.
I'm going to pitch the first question here to Dr. Reynolds, who I hope can help us set the stage for what we're talking about here tonight. And you know, as Erica mentioned, there's a pediatric mental health state of emergency that was declared by Dr. Reynolds Hospital. And Dr. Reynolds, could you just really describe for us what's going on? What are you seeing in children who are presenting at the emergency department and in the clinics?
Yeah. So in terms of what we're seeing on the ground, I mean, certainly that really big increase that you all mentioned, that first part of the pandemic was really huge. You know, since then, right now, we've seen a 7% increase in patients coming to the emergency department for behavioral health concerns in the first half of 2022 compared to that before pre-pandemic number. So we're still seeing somewhat of an increase, but not that same huge jump at the beginning. So things are in some ways leveling out, and in others, we still have a huge amount of need. So kids are coming in with concerns, family concerns about depression, suicidal ideation, suicide attempts. Those are the most frequent presenting concerns in our emergency rooms. And certainly what we're seeing a lot of when kids are coming to clinics for the first time, really haven't been assessed or treated for anxiety or depression or other behavioral concerns to this point. And now things are blossoming out of control under the stress of the pandemic. So those are some of the biggest concerns that we see right now, especially when it comes to safety.
And here's a clip with Erica Brunlin asking Dr. Katie Reynolds a question.
Yeah, Dr. Reynolds, I want to stick with you for a moment. You make a really interesting point about how these mental health issues have just blossomed among kids throughout the pandemic. But kids in Colorado have long had a history of struggling with their mental health. So walk us through what the mental health crisis among youth looked like before the pandemic, and then how the pandemic further shaped the crises that was already existing in the state.
Yeah. So certainly not enough providers pre-pandemic. And then you add on top of that, you know, we already have this broken system. And now we just see the influence of the pandemic really blowing that out of proportion. And I think a couple of things are happening here. So one is kids who might have been flying under the radar before now have this additional stress of everything that's happened with COVID, readjusting, re-entering school. Suddenly I'm entering school at a very different developmental time point than the last time I was in school. My relationships are different. My friendship dynamics are different. So all of those things are stressors that probably wouldn't have happened or have escalated to the point of needing intense psychiatric care if the pandemic hadn't occurred. And of course, we also, thinking about our system before the pandemic, I think one of the things that a lot of money has been poured into in these one-time spending dollars has been more prevention and more supports for our systems of care that were underfunded and under-resourced in the past. So in many ways, we're moving in the right direction. So I'm feeling pretty hopeful, but at the same time, we still need more folks in this field to support the kids that are struggling day in and day out.
And I should add to that too, Dr. Reynolds, Colorado is in the midst of pumping like $450 million into its mental health and substance abuse system, you know, money from coronavirus aid from the federal government. And there's been many meetings and there will be many more to come to figure out exactly how to spend all that money. But that's part of the point in, you know, having these critical conversations at this time.
You know, one of the things that strikes me, and this was throughout the whole discussion of this particular event last week, was the difference that COVID-19 has made from you know, March of 2020 through present day on the impact that it has had on the mental health of students in Colorado. And I know that this is a topic that has been widely discussed, and I really appreciated our reporters bringing it down to the local, the state level, and having this conversation with the experts. And for our listeners, they can watch the full panel discussion on the Colorado Sun's YouTube channel, along with all of our other virtual events that we have there. And our YouTube channel is simply youtube.com/the Colorado Sun. So Christina, what other events can we expect for later on this fall? What's coming up?
We have a very exciting season of events coming up. The first is on October 6th. We have Colorado Sun Outdoors and business writer Jason Blevins talking about ski area bosses. He'll be talking with industry leaders about the rapid changes in the ski resort industry, lessons they've learned from the last few seasons, challenges surrounding climate, housing, labor, and so much more. Our speakers for that are Rusty Gregory, the former Altera chief, Mike Kaplan, the CEO of Aspen Skiing Company, and Stephen Kircher, the owner of Boyne Resorts. It'll be a free virtual event, and information to register is available at coloradosun.com/events. And then our political reporters, Jesse Paul and Sandra Fish, will be involved with two debates at the University of Denver on October 11th. Where they'll get to ask questions of candidates for the Colorado Secretary of State race and the Colorado State Treasurer race. We'll be partnering with the Center of American Politics at the Joseph Korbel School of International Studies at the university. And for that one, we'll have a live event as well as a virtual option. Both of these options are free to register, but for the live event, space is limited. So you'll need to register quickly. And that's also available on thecoloradosun.com/events. And another bit of exciting news is that we'll be launching an events email blast where people can receive all the information about all of our events, not just the very next one. So if you're interested, you can email sunevents@coloradosun.com to receive the email and we'll get you signed up.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so excited that we're going to be starting to do that and basically have a clearinghouse newsletter for all of our events and also where people can go and consume previous ones as well as get a long runway to know what's coming up. So thanks for putting that together for us, Christina. And it is going to be a very busy fall. I'm going to reiterate that the political debates on October 11th are in person. There's an in-person option as well as a virtual option. And like Christina mentioned, sign up should happen pretty quickly because our space is limited at the University of Denver for the live portion of that event. It's going to be a busy fall, and these are all important events for Coloradans to be involved with, especially as election season comes up. Also, if any of our listeners out there have thoughts or questions about the Daily Sun Up podcast or ideas to submit to us, drop us an email at podcast@coloradosun.com. And thanks to Christina and everyone who helped produce today's podcast and our production partners, Pirate Audio. Have a wonderful day, and I sincerely hope you can join us for the next Daily Sun Up.
Read more at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. Inflation and rising interest rates are causing Colorado's economy to slow and stagnate, according to two forecasts presented Thursday to the legislature's Joint Budget Committee. The risk of a recession in the next 18 months has risen since June to 50%. The upside is that the state's job market remains strong, with unemployment hovering around 3%. Also, there were two job openings available this summer for every unemployed person in Colorado. The governor's office forecast predicts the state economy will rebound by the end of 2023 and return to historical growth in 2024 as inflation eases. Colorado water officials are strongly opposing a federal bill proposed by New Mexico lawmakers they say would interfere with Colorado's authority to manage the Rio Grande. The Rio Grande Water Security Act would form a federal work group to develop and implement a basin management plan. The river originates in Colorado's San Juan Mountains and runs through the San Luis Valley, across New Mexico, and into Texas. Right now, the states each manage the river within their borders under an interstate compact. Colorado opponents say the bill could set a harmful precedent for management of the troubled Colorado River. The Denver startup app Chamba hit the scene 2 years ago and this summer brought in a new idea to help with the restaurant industry's staffing problems. Chamba launched as a bilingual app in April 2020 that connects Spanish-speaking workers with employers. In late July, Chamba narrowed its focus to restaurants. In just a few months, it's helped 187 clients connect to workers in Denver and New York City, the only cities covered so far. Chamba officials say the app has been downloaded more than 172,000 times from the Apple Store and 50,000 jobs have been posted. For more information on all these stories, visit our website, www.coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again on Monday. Before we go, we encourage you to check out a new podcast from our friends at KUNC called The Colorado Dream. Here's a sneak peek.
The new season of The Colorado Dream explores the Black immigrant experience in Aurora. It's told through the eyes of one African woman.
I would sit on the beach and just daydream about coming to America.
And the city of Aurora that's working to become an inclusive home for all.
In the last 20 years, we have a new face of the city.
I'm Stephanie Daniel. Join me for the Colorado Dream Newcomers Welcome. You can find the series at KUNC.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, a quick message from our editor.
I'm Larry Rickman, editor and co-founder of The Colorado Sun. The Sun is a public benefit corporation, and we rely on the support of listeners and readers like you to produce the nonpartisan, in-depth news that Colorado needs and deserves. Please consider becoming a Sun member for just $5 a month. Learn more at coloradosun.com. Thanks.